Okay, so we are on Sadi Hey Amud Aleph, towards the middle of the page. The first, the last word alone is Tanan. 1, 2, 3. 17 lines in the bottom. Yeah, Tanan. Okay, she says Gemara Tanan Hasam, and you from Minachasim Mishibadim B'Makom Shiyesh Nachasim Dechamer. I feel like he's zebras. So the Mishnah taught in Maseches Gittin, also Maseches Bava Kamma, that we do not collect from Minuchasim Mishubadim when there are Nechasim Bnei Chorin, right? So for example, if she has a ksuba and the guy passes away and he has fields that he owns, right? And he also has fields that he sold after, that he had sold after the ksuba was signed. So as long as he has his own fields available, so you can't collect from the purchasers, right? The people who purchase later, you can't go collect from them if he has wide open fields ready to collect from, right? And that's true, vafilo hein zibris, and that's true even if the fields that are available are of lower quality, right? If they're open, nechasim b'nei chorin, you have to collect from those first. Fine. So yibaylehu, ishtaduf b'nei chorei mahu delitrof mimishabde. What would happen if you had fields, right, that were b'nei chorin, and then Rashi says ishtadif b'nei chorei la'achash, it means it got destroyed. So ishtadif, Rashi says niskalkalo. But if that happened, ishtadif b'nei chorei la'achash lakhu halakuchos. Right. So what happened? You had wide open fields, right, and then people went ahead and he went ahead and he also sold some other fields. Right, and then after that happened, his fields got destroyed. Right, so what happens then? Right, can I now go and collect from? I mean, there are nechasim b'shuban b'nei chorin still available, but they got destroyed. Right, and they were available initially. Right, and then they got destroyed, and in the meantime, some other fields were purchased. Right, can you go collect now from the nechasim b'shuban? So the Gemara wants to be approved from some of the things we saw already. So Tashma, Kasav L'Rishon V'lo Chasma La, where we saw a case. What happens if the person had written a shtar to one person, right, man, V'lo Chasma La, and his wife didn't sign on it, right? We talked about her signing away, like, no problem, I won't collect, etc. So he wrote a shtar for a field, and she didn't sign on it, L'Sheini V'Chasma La, and then he did so for a second field, the second person, and she then signs on it, Ibda ksubasa, right? We said that she, in that case, she loses her ksuba, right? Divrei Rabbi Meir, right? And why does she lose her ksuba? We said before she loses her ksuba because he can say, look, I left another field available for you. Sorry, is that the reason? No, the reason is because... He can say there was another field available, so that's not my field. Don't collect from me. When I purchased, there was something waiting for you. So here, if Isaac adaitach yishtaduf b'nei chorei tarf mishabdei, but if you can tell me that once fields get destroyed, if fields were available, right, and then they got destroyed, what the halacha is that what? I can then go collect from the lakuchos, right? Why? Because right now, in my time of collection, there's nothing available, right? So that's true, right? So nihidi idak subasa misheni meyrishon miyag tikve. So fine, yeah, I get it. I understand that she now that she lost her ksuba from the second guy, because the second guy she signed saying, I can't collect from you. But from the first guy, she should still be able to collect, right? He's like, what do you mean, I left one for you? Yeah, but that got destroyed. It got lost for me, right? I'm not able to collect from it. So I'm Rav Nachman. So why don't we say that? So I'm Rav Nachman. So again, already you can already see the difference, right? There's a distinction that one still got like physically destroyed, the other one got... You signed away that you weren't interested, right? But okay, fine. So Amram Nachum Yitzchak, my ibda misheni. So Nachum Yitzchak says, no problem. Ibda ksubasa didn't mean that she loses her ksuba entirely. It just means she lost it from the second guy. So you're right. In Echanami, she can go and collect from the first guy. So Rava says, no. Amram Rava, so meaning his argument being, no, that's not a question. You're right. It's correct. And that's the halacha. And so Rava says, no. I got two reasons why you're wrong. Chada the ibda lagamri mashum. When you say she loses her ksuba, it doesn't mean from one person. It means that she lost it. Lost it means totally lost it. Ve'od, Tanya, Ve'od, Tanya, we have another verse that says, a second point, Lava mina echad, umachar nachasav l'shnayim, right? Lova mina echad, umachar nachasav l'shnayim. Right. So a person who took a loan from one person and then sold, and again, so he took a loan. So I took a loan from Reuben, right? And then I sell my property to Shimon, right? To Shimon and Levi, right? Because of Bachov the Lokeach Sheni Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Imcha, right? And then because I took a loan and now I sold my property to two other people and wanted, so now the loan is going to come collect from the people I sold it to, right? So the second one says, I have nothing to do with you, right? You're not going to be the Bachov, the Lova, writes to one of the two purchasers, right? Don't worry, I won't come after you, right? So ein lo al lokeach rishon klum. So then he can't even collect from the first one. Okay, so case clear, right? Reuven borrows from one guy. That guy then sells his properties. Sorry, yeah. Reuven borrows from somebody, right? And then Reuven sells his property to two other people. And then the borrower says to the one of them, I won't collect from you, right? And then when he says to one of them, he can't collect from either of them.
The lender, right? The lender says to...
The lender. Yeah. So the person from whom Reuven actually shouldn't have a name. We don't care about him. But yeah, whatever. The person from whom Reuven borrowed, right? That guy, the lender, right? He says to the two purchasers, I'm not going to collect from you. So they say, fine. That means you can't collect from either, right? So why? Because one of the purchasers can say, "What do you mean? You could have collected from the other guy, right?" So meaning they can ping pong, you know, in a certain sense of each other. The fact that you said you're out from this guy, but you had the availability for the other person, so now he can also say, "What do you mean? You have another spot to collect from." So fine. So. Right, fine. So this is the whole point of this is that he's trying to bring the Bryce is trying to be a proof against the argument, you know, against the explanation that the Gemara had given already, right? Which was we'd asked the question about the person who loses their property, loses the Bnei Chorin, can it collect from the Mishubadim, right? And so we had said, because of this case of Kasav L'Rishon V'lo Chasman L'Ol L'Sheni V'Chasman L'Ol, etc., Ibdok Subasa. So if it's true that a person, Yishtarav Pnei Chorei, they can collect from Mishavdei, why can't she collect, I know she can't collect from the second, you can't collect from the second person, but she can still collect from the first person, right? So answer number one was that the language of Ibda, so Nachman Reis said, no, Ibda means, you're right, he can still collect from the first, he just lost from the second person. So first of all, the answer number one was, Lashon Ibda is Ibda Lagamre. But the second answer is that this, meaning, is that in this case, this Bryson makes clear that if he says he's out, if the borrower, right, sorry, if the lender says I'm out from one of the purchasers, he's out from both of the purchasers, because he can say, right, because they can say to him, you had another space to collect from, right? So, therefore what?
Same thing to our case.
Yeah.
There was another field. You could have, all these cases, there's another
field. There's another option for you.
There's another option, even though you signed it away.
And so you're Ibda Lagamre, basically.
Right.
Basically, you lose both.
You can't go.
Right.
You can't even go back to the
right.
It's not my problem.
Right.
You signed away the other
right.
one.
Right. And then the Gemara concludes, and Hasam Iyu de Afsed Nafshe Biyadayim. Right? So, is that a response or is that a...
It's saying it's different in this case because he agreed, he did it himself, as opposed to where the field got destroyed.
Got destroyed. In this case, he made the declaration on his own, right? But the point being, that's not really different, right?
It's just taking away the case of the destroyed field. It's saying these are cases are all different in the destroyed field, because this is your action versus not your action.
Right, so when you argue, what do you mean it's the same? The answer is it's not the same, right? Because in this case, these declarations, right? So that is something you're doing on your own, and that's why you can actually totally get lost, even on the case of, even though you might argue, even though in the case of ishtadef nechore, there we say something to kolak. Right, because in that case, that happened on its own. Here, you were misalik yourself. You did it yourself. You got yourself. You removed yourself. Right, to get out of to not be able to collect. Yes.
Right. So another Rava is saying, notwithstanding those two cases, Rava's still saying that we can't learn from those cases that hasam iud, because he brought it upon himself.
Right.
So not even though those other two cases that we just went through,
right,
he's still saying that we can't.
They're not a proof. They're not a proof. Right. That can't. That can't be a proof because in the end of the day he did it to himself. Good. Cases. Excellent. Good. Okay. So Amalei Rav Yehemar Amar Ravashi. So Rav Yehemar says Ravashi. V'ha ma'aseh b'chayom. What do you mean? This happens every day, right? It's funny. It's like we use that phrase. Ma'aseh b'chayom. So. What do you mean? It happens all the time. What do you mean? B'chayom, Rashi says, the dayanin danin, right, that judges make decisions. The kevan the ishtadef b'nei chore tarif mishabde. Meaning, like, it happens all the time that we allow this, right? Like, yeah, for sure. Meaning that sometimes the person was originally going to be able to collect from b'nei chore, and then they're gone, and then he's allowed to collect from the chasam mishabde. So how do I know? Dahu gavra de mishkan le pardesa lechavre. There's a certain person who left his vineyard as a Rashi's pardesa's kerem. You know, pardes you should be saying is a orchard, but here I guess in Aramaic pardesa means vineyard. So a person, gave a deposit of his vineyard to his friend le eser shanim. The person can have it for 10 years. Rashi says le eser shanim sheyochalna eser shanim v'tachshol lebaylim. Below Mo. So you're going to use it for 10 years and then you're going to give it back for nothing. The cost of lay, Mishalim Shanya Ilin Tipek Ara Din Below Kasef. And he basically said, like, I'm going to, instead of like paying you back, I'll give you my vineyard to use for 10 years. Vikash Lacham Yishan. But after he said, look, I'm going to pay you sort of by giving you the use of the vineyard for 10 years. And after 5 years, it starts to wither away. And it's no longer, it's not working, it's not producing fruits anymore, right? V'as l'kamayu d'rabbanon v'kasvulei tirfa, right? And they came to the rabbanim, and he said, you should be allowed to collect from other things, right? Basically, he's left, it's basically the same type of case, right? Here, usually, the other cases where he had nechas b'decharon to collect from, and in the meantime, they go bad before he collects. Here is he's in the middle of collecting. Right? He's collecting every year, right, for what he's owed, but then the field kind of like burns out. Right? And now he can't collect anymore. So what do they say? Yeah, go collect from something else. Right? So Hasam Nami, fine. So you might argue, see, that's another example. So my response, oh, Hasam Nami, in the afsidu and afshayu. No, this case is also not a proof. Why? Because in this case also, the guy who's paying off through the use of his own vineyard, also made a mistake. Why? Did it himself. Kevin the Havayadid the Pardesa of it. Oh, sorry, no. The guy who's getting paid back. Right? The guy who allowed himself to get paid this way. Right? Rashi says, Iud Afsid and Afsid Lokeach. Shalokach Sada Miyad Zeh. Shemashkin Kerem Zeh Bacharias. Laoch Lobby Yuchan. This guy, he did it himself. Why did he do it himself? What do you mean? Because he should know the Havayadid the Pardesa of it the Kish. He should know, right? That sometimes a vineyard burns out, right? Just like you should be an expert. You should know, neither would be an expert. That was obvious. Right? At some point, it stops producing fruits, right? So lo yibay lehu lemizbon, right? So he shouldn't have, made a deal like that because he himself got himself in trouble. So again, so not a proof necessarily that we allow the person to collect when something burns out. So v'hilchasa yishtadef b'nei chore. Tar from Mishadeh. Right, but the bottom line is, we do paskin that a person who's for whom the Bnei Chorin burn out, he's allowed to collect from Mishuba. Fine. Just want to make sure we have the case correct. In the case, this case where the vineyard burns out, right, is he allowed to continue collecting
I think
or not?
There's a buyer, so in other words, somebody cuts a deal that when he lends money, he agrees to accept in payment of that all the income, right, all the grapes from the vineyard, then he only gets 50% after 5 years.
Right.
He's supposed to be over 10 years, so he only got 50% paid back.
Right.
Now, he now wants to collect the remaining 50%.
Right.
So what the Gemara is talking about, whether right, he could go after somebody, a buyer who bought.
And was the answer yes or no?
The Rabbanan said that they told them he could.
Right? He could.
Yeah. I mean, the Rabbanan possibly careful. They told him he could.
Right. So that's what I thought, right? So then.
So
So why is he collecting? But here he's collecting even though he did it to himself.
He should have known was buying, when he cut that, like he should have known.
Oh, the buyer made a mistake. Good. Thank you. Okay, good. That makes more sense.
The income was
good. So the person who, right, so the little keach, meaning the person who bought a different field from that guy, he should have known that this vineyard's going to burn out and the guy who's getting paid by the vineyard is going to come after him. Right, so he's ifshed and afshayu.
He took subject to that.
Right, and that's why it's not. It seems to be not a proof. Right, this should be true, even though lemaisa lahalacha will be passing that you would. But the point is, but again, that's not the point. The point is that it's not a good proof, right? Because he himself should have known that would happen, and therefore his, you know, it's basically that it didn't just happen. I mean, the initial case was there were bnei chorin available and they got destroyed somehow on their own, like randomly, right? But if it was something that he should have known about. Again, Lamaisa, we're going to still allow him to collect halacha Lamaisa. But the point is that as a proof, it's not a good proof. Things that I should have had in mind, that I should have known that the Nechasim B'nei Chorin would get messed up somehow. If it's something that could be reasonably assumed might happen, then it's just not a good proof. That's the point.
Right. It says here. Like yeah. It says it. But perhaps in a case where the free property becomes unexpectedly
right.
Credit. Cannot collect.
Right. That's the Havamina. I mean, that's just true in terms of bringing a raya. Even though halachal ma'aseh, we actually say it's always going to be true. Fine. Okay. Even though halachal ma'aseh, in a case where it happens on its own, we would tell. Sorry, it's not. I'm not saying it correctly. The point is that in all those cases, we said don't bring proof from other cases because other cases are situations where maybe you should have known it was going to happen, etc. But Lamaisa, in a case where it is surprising, right? In the case where it is taka surprising, then we will allow that. We will allow him to collect from the Nechasim Mishubadim, even though initially the Nechasim Dechorn were available.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Jonathan, correct?
It's exactly what you said.
Like, okay,
you can't use it as
like
raya.
Right.
What?
I like when you say that.
You can't use it as raya, but then it's sort of like full stop, and then the Gemara says it this way.
No, but so my point is, it's not a raya for those other cases, meaning those other cases aren't learned from here, but here is still true.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't prove it from any of these cases.
You can't prove from the other cases, and the other cases don't learn from here per se, but this case is still true.
Right.
That's the point.
Still allowed to collect it, even though it's
right.
Not, they didn't collect
when
it.
When it's a surprise, that case is different, that case is different, that because right. Those are all different. I should have known, I should have had in mind, da da da. Fine, you did it to yourself. But Lamaisa, if you didn't do it to yourself and you shouldn't have known, then you can still collect.
Right.
That's the point. Okay.
So the Gemara means was this Hamais Mechoyom before
it? Yes. Hamais Mechoyom is they're trying to say, first of all, it's true, but again, they bring another example. And the Gemara thinks, that's not a good example. Right. Right,
but
the fact that it's not an example doesn't mean that the basic rule is still true.
But, and it's saying it's not ma'is b'chol yom. It's not that because of it. Like it's
right.
Here,
but you say ma'is b'chol yom. No, it's not correct. Right, because
right. Right.
That's a different case.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, good. Okay, so Amar Abaye, nechzai leich v'acharech leploni. Right. So she said. They say. Guy says, my nechasim go to you, and then after you, they're going to go to somebody else. Okay, so he says like to his wife, for example, right? Rash says nichsay lech am lepnuya. Okay, here he says we're gonna see the cases. Like, it has to be a question. It's a case of a woman who's not married yet, or she's married already. But says to a woman, right? My nechasim go to you, and after you, they go to somebody else. Okay, so it's not a full gift because you're gonna hold it for a certain amount of time, and then someone else is gonna get it. Okay. This is not a good plan, right? But it's fine. That's what he says.
Like
we
need a T&E lawyer here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, the income interest and you have the remainder interest.
There you go. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. So, just like that. Amar Abaye, nichsaylech v'acharayich leploni, v'am devenises. Ah, and then what happens? Before, whatever the time period was, they're supposed to go to somebody else, she gets married. And what happens when she gets married? Her husband gets all of her property, right? So, am devenises. So, ba'al okeyachave. So, the husband now gets the property. And the person who is, or acharecha, whoever, the person who's supposed to come after her doesn't get anything in place of the Baal. I mean, like the Baal like, cuts cuts it off. And there's supposed to be this, like, this next person. That person gets knocked out because of the bell. Okay, so come on, who's that like? Ki haitana, it's like the following brisa. Desanya nichsai leich v'acharayich leponi. So if I said, same exact case, you get my nichasim, and then someone else is going to get after you, yarad harishon umachar. So now the first person, like the person who got the nichasim originally, goes and says, no problem, and they go sell it to somebody else, right? So you want to go collect from the other person, but they go out and they sell it, right? So yarad harishon umachar, hasheni motzim yalakuros. So Rebbe says, no problem, you can sell it to somebody else, but then guy number two can come in and collect from the person who from the purchaser, right? Because it doesn't belong to you to sell it, right? I'm still on the clock to eventually collect. Okay, Rishon says, basically, whatever you have, the sheni gets whatever the first one left over, meaning nothing, right? It doesn't work, right? So that sounds like this sounds like the sheet of Rishon Gomel. Gemara says, okay, Mi Amar Abaye Hachida, Abaye really holds Rishon Gomel. V'Amar Abaye Ezu Rasha Arum Zehamesi Eitza Limkor Benechasim from Rishon Gomel. Abaye holds Rishon Gomel. Abaye said, you want to know is a person who's a literally that means like a naked Rasha, but it means a bad, like a person who does bad things, right? What's a person that does the wrong thing? So this is a person who gives advice to people to sell Nechasim that are supposed to go to somebody else. Right, like being following the sheet of Shingle Mil, that makes you a Rasha Arum. So that's what Abaye says, and he attack a whole thing Shingle Mil. So Gemara says, Mika Amar Tinase, Nisei's Kamar. Gemara says, wait a second. Abaye didn't say she should do it, right? Right? She just said that if you did, it works. I still think that's wrong, right? So that's not a contradiction. In fact, he says it's wrong thing to do. That's okay. He thinks that's exactly why he thinks it's a bad thing to do. Because he thinks it works, right? He thinks it works, but it's the wrong thing to do. Fine. So va'am Abaye, nich saileich v'acharayich laploni, and Abaye says, again, same case. You have my nechasim, and then after you, someone else is going to collect. Umachra umesa. And then she sells it, and then she dies. Haba motzim yalakuchos. Not only that, but the husband can then go collect from the lakuchos, right? Again, because he's your isher, right? V'acharayich miyad baal, and then the person who's supposed to come second can then go collect from the baal, the lokeach miyad acharayich, and then the lokeach can go and collect from the acharayich, in basically the same loop that we had in the Mishnah, right? Umokmina lakulu biyad de lokeach, right? And what do we do? But we, in the end of the day, we give it all back to the lokeach, meaning the person who initially, who's lokeach in this case? The person who bought it from the first person, right? That's what Rashi says. Meaning when guy number one, or she's told, you're number one, and then someone after you, and then she sold it to somebody. Right, so even with all the whole loop, it still goes to the lokeach. Gemara says, "Really? Right? Why all of a sudden now you drop it in the hands of the lokeach? You should just say make a pshara because it's just a spinning wheel, basically." So Gemara says, "No, hasam islahu pseida lakulhu hacha lokeach hu de islay pseida." Because no, there's a difference. In the case of our Mishnah, everybody's losing out. Right? In the case of our Mishnah, every single person has a claim and is gonna, and at the end of the day is gonna lose out. But in this case, only the lokeach loses out because the lokeach is the one who went ahead and made a purchase, right? So the lokeach is the only one who's gonna lose in this case, and that's why even though you could argue that everyone has a claim to a certain extent, it's the lokeach who's the only one who's out to really lose money, and therefore even though there's lots of claims here, we leave it to the lokeach rather than splitting it up. Fine. So also Rafram, Am the Shmaitza Kamed Ravashi. So Rafram went and he told this halacha in front of Ravashi. And Ravashi said, Mi Am Rabaye Hachi, the Bible say that. Am Rabaye, Nichsai Lech Vacharech Laponi, Am the Venises, Ba Lokeach Have. Ve'en Lacharecha, Ven Lacharech, B'makom Ba Klum. What do you mean? I thought Abaye said that again, that if she gets married, the Baal becomes the Lokeach, right? And the Acharech cannot go after him, basically would stop with the Baal. So if Abaye said that it stops the Baal, that means there is no cycle, like this. So what are you talking about? So Amalei Hasan da Amala Kashihi Panuya. Hacha da Amala Kashi Nisua. Oh, so it says depends what he told it to her. Right? If he told it to her when she's a Panuya, then fine. Then there's gonna be this constant cycle because when they originally gave it to her, there was no husband available. Right? So it was ready for someone else to collect. But Hacha da Amala Kashi Panuya Nisuya, if here he said to her she was married, that meant that it automatically goes to him. He's like the automatic lokeach. And that's why there's an expectation that he's going to be able to collect. So, my kamala, acharecha likne baal lo likne. Because what did he say? He said that in the case, I said that it's the opposite. Then if she's not married yet and the husband comes in, then the husband trumps it. But if he gives it to her while she's married, what he says, acharech, what does he mean? He says, I know you're married. But whoever comes after you is going to get it, and your husband won't. Right? Because if she's already married when the gift is given, right? So then he already knows about the Baal and he means to exclude her. If she's not married yet, then he doesn't mean to exclude the Baal, and that's the Baal has a play on the money at that point. Fine. And then the very last line, V'chein Baalchov, we said the case of the Baalchov was the same, right? Tana V'chein Baalchov u'shnei lekuchos, V'chein Isha Baalaschov u'shnei lekuchos, right? It's true that these halachas are the same, even if it's a Baalchov who has two different people who had purchased, and same thing if you have an isha who's a balas chov, and again two people who had purchased from the husband. In those cases, also the same halacha is going to apply. So Hadron Lach Mishai Nasoi Shkoyach, finishing the 10th parak, we'll pick up the 11th parak on next week.